Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and I'm joined by Tyler from Wild Smart, and we're talking about the wolves in the Bow Valley. They've been making headlines, and I think we know what to do when we encounter bears and cougars, but do we really know what to do when we encounter wolves? Tyler, what do we do? Because I don't think I have the first idea.
Again, we always recommend, and it's the same message across the board, it's to avoid wildlife. So we're always trying to make sure that we're not sneaking up on animals. We're not feeding them, either actively giving them food or passively by leaving it around. We keep pets on leash, we make noise, and all of these things. And generally, us and animals try to avoid each other. What's been happening with these wolves is it does seem they're getting quite comfortable in a lot of areas where there's a high human presence already. And this could open the door for more conflict. So it's a pretty similar message to our how to handle cougar encounters. So the big things we want to make sure is that we don't want to get close to them. If we do find ourselves closer than 100 meters to wolves, we want to start acting aggressively pretty much as soon as we can. That means waving our arms, making lots of noise, clapping hands, stomping feet. If they start to get closer, we might have to resort to things like throwing rocks or throwing sticks. Big things to remember is with the group, get your group together. If you have small children, pick them up. As a group, back away slowly, and if you can leave the situation, return to a place of safety. We always try to carry bear spray with us, and in case we get too close, we do have that last case scenario of how to get us out of that situation, and it can be effective for deterring attacks from wolves, but we have to remember that we shouldn't be counting on the last case scenario all of the time. We always need to be actively working to stay away from these animals.
Awesome. Tyler, thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Thanks a lot.